If you consider yourself a baker and you celebrate Mardi Gras, making a king cake is a rite of passage. Aubrey Juhas of member station WWNO in New Orleans joined culinary students for their very first attempts.
It's a Saturday in January, and students at New Orleans Culinary and Hospitality Institute are setting up for a four-hour class, hauling stand mixers to their workstations. Danae Reddick teaches this king cake workshop.
It is sacrilegious to eat it outside of carnival season, for sure.
Fortunately, it is carnival season, which runs from Epiphany on January 6th until Fat Tuesday. If you don't know anything about king cake, it's typically made with a rich, sweet yeast dough. Think babka or cinnamon rolls. And the cake is ring-shaped. I ask Reddick where people typically go wrong.
I think in the dough-making process. I think the shaping, it can be tricky, but I think at the end of the day, it's all going to kind of bake together anyway.
Some of the people in today's class already work in the restaurant industry, but their baking experience is limited, like Sierra Francois.
I think we all, like, love king cake, maybe, and we know how important it is to the culture, and so we want to do it justice.
And they aren't afraid to experiment. To her classic cinnamon filling, Francois adds coffee liqueur and bourbon. Her classmate, Orion Cho, adds a few teaspoons of orange liqueur.
It's a little sweet, very orange forward.
After they finish their fillings, Chef Danae waves them over.
Yeah, y'all can come up here.
She dumps the sticky dough onto a table and flattens it into a rectangle.
For the most part, stretch it by hand, roll it just a little bit to get it to the shape and size you need it to be.
The students follow Chef Danae's instructions. Once Francois hits the right dimensions, she spreads her filling.
So I'm just making sure it gets everywhere. Trying to be like Chef Danae, even though they told us Chef Danae is a perfectionist.
From there, she folds the dough in half the long way, cuts it into three strands, and braids it. Then she connects the ends to form a circle. They let the cakes rest. When they've nearly doubled in size, into the oven they go.
I'm going to probably set mine at like 15 and check it.
In the meantime, students whisk together a quick glaze. Powdered sugar, milk, vanilla, salt, and a little melted butter to help it set. Time to check the cakes.
Goodness. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
They're puffed up and golden brown, ready for glaze and colored sugar. With one under her belt, Cho says she sees more king cakes in her future.
Hopefully, I get to experiment with other flavors and combinations and break molds of what a king cake could be.
Everyone's so proud, no one wants to cut their creations. That's right. After all of that, I didn't even get a taste. But there's no way they weren't delicious. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Juhas in New Orleans.